CliffCentral.com.
It's been a tasty day throughout on CliffCentral.com, and it's about to get even more tasty, baby. Woo! Welcome to 20-something Love Monkeys.
Hey! Woo! Hey! High waists are falling, hey?
Are they?
Yes.
Short shorts are going higher and higher.
Crop tops on fleek.
Yeah.
Things are happening, yeah.
Welcome to 20-something. I am the love that keeps on giving. Nell Van Given.
And I'm Londy Sam, your outspoken
Should we rather say that you are the one to fall for?
I like that.
Continuously, yeah?
I wanted to say, actually, this is what I wanted to say. I am Londy Sam, the alpha female.
Woo! Oh, yeah, yeah, mama.
Yeah.
He's the one that drops panties and temperatures.
Woo!
It's just another cool kid. He's not around, though, but he's somewhere in the world.
This thing of you guys and your disappearing stance. It's fine.
Look, we're here for the sex. We're here for the heat.
Obviously.
Okay, we're going to cook this thing together.
Typical.
I think this is the perfect place to find out if whether or not you are in the friend zone. I don't believe in the friend zone. But just in case you think you are, bring a so-called friend that you're trying to get out of the friend zone with. If you can't get out here, then you are definitely in the friend zone.
Do you think that actually exists? Like friend zone, like you are friend zoned and you stay there.
Look, they have shows where people try and bust out. I think just bring her to the sex floor, him to the sex floor.
I think if you want to bust out, you can.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't need any add-ons, no nothing.
No, you don't. You just need to be clever about it.
About how you do it.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a mind game. It's a mind thing.
Yeah. The sex floor is definitely not a place to lick the floor or play 5-second rule with. If I'm eating food right now and it drops, I am not playing the 5-second rule.
Okay.
I am not going to pick it up.
Okay.
Because I'm afraid of what it might come with. I mean, it might if it falls, leave it alone. Okay.
Walk away.
Don't even try eat cake. No.
Like walk away.
Alone. Don't play it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're talking about Shapile or not. We're going to bring it back home. I mean, the sex floor is in South Africa. It goes all around the world.
Yeah.
It's at the Sandton Convention Center this year. This year.
Yeah.
But we decided we're going to bring it to Africa, to South Africa. About Shapile or not.
Focus even. Yeah.
Deep in the so basically meaning, about Shapile or not is when someone's sex has showed you absolute flame.
One of my friends likes to say lit.
Lit. The most lit. And you weren't expecting, you were like, ooh.
Yeah, you went in there thinking like you've got your game on lockdown, and then you get there, this person shows you flame, and you're like, okay, so the question is, what do you do?
What do you do?
What would you do, Neil?
What would I do? Ish. You know, for me, Neil, I think, okay, I've been in that situation before.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been.
They rocked your world.
And they kept on showing me flames as a thing, you know? It wasn't just the eyes.
It was the thing, how am I going to come back from this?
The scoreline kept on increasing.
Like, kept on, like, escalating. How did you come back from?
Basically, for me, I felt guilty all those years. Because at some point,
oh my goodness, you had it hard. You had it hard, brother. It was so hard.
I'm new to this having good sex thing. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
My good strokes just showed up. Don't worry about me. I'm going to be all right.
Okay, cool, buddy. You were saying?
So, I felt guilty, man. Because at some point, me and the person even took a break.
Okay.
So the whole time, Londy, I swear, I felt like I owed them sex. It was in my mind. I was like, you know what? I need to come back strong, and I need to be that one.
What did it take for you to come? Did you come back?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I came back.
Okay.
I came back so good, I even came back with a baby. Whoa. Okay.
Whoa,
what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't quantify good strokes and good sex, but yeah, I think I came back.
Maybe in a way it does validate. In a way. Not completely. Valisa, not completely. In a way. Partially. Casey, I want to bring you in on this one.
No. Where?
Here. Yeah, I want to bring you in on this one, and have Bagabak Shy and one not. Don't think about it, you would know.
Yes. Either it has happened or it hasn't happened.
Yes.
Must decide.
Yes, I'm not gonna lie.
And how did you come back?
I had to. The first time.
She's breathing heavy.
Like it must have been a serious one.
Trauma.
It was. I couldn't. The first time I could. I redeemed myself. I did what I had to do to win that one.
Yeah.
But the second one, like till this day, I failed dismally. I just couldn't. Like I'm still like, oh, I need to redeem myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
The really messy thing about it is that you never know when it's going to happen to you. It's not something you can plan for.
True.
Yeah.
When it gets you, it gets
that
you.
Is so true.
Like, whoa, damn.
That is so true.
That was so. That's nice though.
It's unplanned.
Yeah, go.
I know. I owe someone.
You got
A. Currently.
Oh. What?
Wait, you owe someone? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And watch me come
that
back.
I saw that look.
Watch like me come
I
back.
Saw that look. You are making plans.
Yo, I'm not making plans.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, watch me come back.
You're going to be a storm.
Superstar.
Woo!
Mm. Like Abe.
I want to be that person, but I don't want to be that person at the same time.
No.
You're gonna rock.
I think you know.
So
you know what? I think I understand why most of the time we feel like Bashaili or not.
Yeah.
Because you're meeting this person for the first time or whatever, uh-huh. and then you go in there with your certain expectations, uh-huh. and you get there, they blow your
like,
mind,
what?
And you're like, what? I was never ready for that. And
but, and then it's like,
and then Bakshai, that's it. Bakshai,
like,
how
do
you come now? You know, what do I do now?
What do I
but
do now?
Hey, yeah, moving right along.
Fortunately for me, I've never been that guy to advertise my sex my genitals.
I think it's a good thing that you don't tell the whole world how good you are and how experienced you are and all that. We, especially girls, I don't know about you guys, but especially girls, we don't want to know. We don't want you to tell
us. We want experience.
We want you to do it.
Prove it.
Proof.
If there's one place to address sexual issues, it is in this place.
Yeah.
If you have them with your partner, men's clinic, sit down. Hold on.
Yeah.
We're going to get you.
Chill.
We're going to get you. Hold on.
We're
going to let you finish. Don't worry. Actually, you've already finished because you had men's clinic, but nonetheless.
Yeah, it was very quick.
How do you address issues with a partner who has trash, who's giving you the most trash sex in the world?
The wackest thing ever.
Lame.
Like,
bad. Bad. You made me listen to this clip once of this girl who was like, if we're going to have bad sex, let's just lock everything up.
No, let's lock everything up.
Zip up the genitals, zip up everything.
I think the Palisa will play the clip. Oh, no.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Cool. No. I'll look for it. I'll look for it and then we'll come back to it.
You want to hear it? I feel like she wants to hear it.
No, the thing is, that lady, right, cool. she's on some, hey, what's the point of being with someone who's going to, 1, 2, 3, done. When we've got guys like Christian Grey,
who goes
all out.
Christian Grey ain't shit, y'all.
No, that guy ain't shit.
Christian Grey ain't shit, bro.
No.
That guy has a sex game on lockdown.
No.
That man makes you think about him when you're just like, you just look at him
on a random day, like during the day. Okay, how do you address it? How do you tell
that one had me stumped. I don't know how to go with that one. I don't know where to go with that one. That's a difficult question.
I think it will be more difficult if you really like this person. Like, they are perfect in any other way. The only problem is, your sex game is whack. How do you talk to your partner about that?
We sent out a podcast trying to find out,
yeah?
And a few people, a lot of people, not even a few.
A lot.
People
One married individual said, all I can say is that if you love someone and the sex is whack, you teach him how to improve.
So you talk them through it. Is that what he's saying?
Oh, I suppose body to body, you show them how to.
It's one of those when you mean like, okay, baby, I like it this way, I like it that way. That
could be tiring.
Yeah, to
that
a point.
Could be very
to
exhausting.
A point, it's just going to get exhausting.
But like, yeah,
communication. That's all it takes. Even during sex.
Noah's right. It boils down to communication. But now if this someone is new and you want to keep them around, but...
The sex. Like, everything is perfect, but the sex. Like, what do you do? Like, oh.
Do I... Okay, but there is another certain married individual.
Oh, yes, we love
who said, if the sex is work, just run and never look back. Complain about having a burning sensation while urinating and need to go and see a GP and disappear.
Oh, my God.
A married individual.
Running away.
Yeah.
From your significant other.
Yeah.
Because the sex is whack.
Yeah.
How on earth did you get married? Why?
If it, like, I guess, and I'm so sorry, but I'm going to say this. I guess in his case, he's talking about a side chick.
It could only make sense like that, though.
He's talking about a Charlotte.
Yeah, a Charlotte.
That's if a Charlotte is a side chick, eh? There's still that question. Or is she? Or not?
I will get that addressed. Lady Zamar is going to be with us during the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So she's going to be around as well. That's why I don't get shows like Married at First Sight.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you going to pick the fruit and then not eat it? Or peel it and enjoy it and, you know, get the flavors in your mouth, in your body, the taste buds running. You can't just take it off the shelf and decide that's what you want.
That's what I want.
No.
I want that one. I don't know what it tastes like. I don't know. I just want that one. Like,
but, you know, what's interesting about the sex bore and the sex conversation is that you would probably plan, okay, this is what we're going to talk about, but it leads to another topic and another one. I put out a broadcast and this person has been bombarding me with what's the word I'm looking for?
Sexual innuendo.
Like, yeah,
sex
something
story.
Like yo, guy, listen. Yeah, we get it.
He's got a whole Bible for you.
He's got a whole Bible. I see what you did right there.
We see you, Ben Given.
About the one noto thing, someone else said, Oscar Ligi the Wise said, one noto is overcome by sleeping with one of your siblings. I don't know where you're going to take that.
No, that's sick.
That is sick.
That is so
that is
sick.
Nasty.
That is absolutely siblings. Disgusting. This guy's done. This guy's laughing.
Look, okay. Let's keep it in the family.
No.
Let's. It's a cleansing ritual.
No. That is so
cleanse your spirit.
It's just against. Okay, I'm not even gonna take it
against
to the
human
Bible
nature. It's
and be religious about it. It's just against human nature. How do you do that? How do you look at your sister or your brother like that?
I just became nauseous. Like, this is
like
nasty.
It's so disgusting.
It's
like,
only because
my
you know.
Water?
It's only because you know they're your brother or your sister. And now you can't find them sexually attractive.
I can't find
if
my cousins sexually attractive.
Our cousins have been there. Not with them.
Oh, I was like,
whoa.
Hey.
Yes.
You're going to make mistakes here.
Like.
I wouldn't mind, but you're going to make.
I'm going to my incest to go. Hey.
I've had a few of my mother's friends, aunties as well. When I get introduced, obviously.
Okay.
They're like, yo, why is it? Oh, we're going to starting.
If we
meet this one in the street,
those,
if we
those
didn't
comments,
know.
Though.
Those comments.
Those comments.
I've had, you know, those distant uncles that say that? They always creep
me out. Okay, uncles, no.
Uncles are
that's a creepy.
With that statement right there,
that's
just,
a creepy.
The first thing that popped up to my mind is pedophile.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And some of those friends and aunties, I would have been. I don't mind. Even now, I'm so.
No, my skin is literally crawling right now.
Let's just explore, guys. Sex is about exploration.
It is. Sex is about
to its deepest
depth. It is, but with someone that you're not related to.
We're all related somehow. We're all one. Distant tribe.
I cannot believe you're taking it there.
We're a distant tribe. We come from the same blood.
I honestly cannot believe you're taking it there.
No, guy.
You are at the sex bowl, and this is the thing that's making your skin crawl. I can't believe it.
No, but
no, like, we can have conversations about sex, about any other thing, but you can't talk about having sex with your sisters and cousins.
No.
That is so freaking disgusting. Like,
I feel beat. feel very, very pleased.
I think we have
an audience.
An audience.
Yeah.
Would you have sex with a family member?
No. Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Thank you. Thank you.
There
you
go. Oh my word.
What?
Yeah.
Name calling even. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I've picked my corner. I'm sticking to my corner.
Good.
I don't care who you're going to bring.
Good.
I don't care who you're going to bring.
Good.
Yeah. So you were saying about these Bible verses that you've been getting all morning long.
Let's hear this.
And we've also got a few voice notes as well.
Yeah.
Some men and girls.
So guys are complaining that women have they've changed. And they are saying the guys are saying they're more than just dick appointments.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the meme that he sent to me, and I found it very funny. He's like, sex doesn't mean shit anymore because females starting act like us. Remember when we used to have to work for pussy? Now they treat us like the bitches. Where you at? I want some dick. Like, bitch, I got my son. Got me sounding like a whore ass nigga. Like,
how are you gonna complain about being booty called?
Like,
on standby.
Like,
you gotta get some
like a man.
Like, what kind of a man are you?
Girl. Getting a booty call from a girl.
From a
like,
girl.
What?
Bana, that's gold right there.
Come on
up
over,
in
darling.
Your car.
Come over, or I'll come to you.
Right
Does
now.
Does this mean that guys are becoming CCs?
Maybe we're not used to the control. Or losing the control element of it. Because we will decide when it happens, how it happens.
21st century.
Yeah, so now it's one of those, okay,
21st
I want
century.
This now.
I don't expect to be just another number on your phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I expect to be first and only preference.
I see what you're saying. But I'm saying, so it's not okay for me to keep you as this guy that I'm just going to call when I need some, but it's okay
for
you to keep me as that girl, like, Bona, that's my booty call. I'm just going to call her.
Yeah,
whatever.
You are
like,
his booty call.
What,
and,
what
yeah.
makes you think it's okay for you to do that and it's not okay for me to do that to you?
Oh, and we love it, hey? You should hear how we advertise you.
And like, exactly.
That's my piece right there.
Morena
boloka sishebo sarona.
Oh yes. And then when we call you, you say you don't want to be just a dick appointment.
Yeah.
Nigga, get your life. Get your life in order.
Wow.
Get your life in order. That's all I'm saying. Like, no, guy, no.
I don't understand those guys. If you're going to be a dick appointment, be a dick appointment. Hopefully have that conversation, have it clarified that
have
you are what
it.
You are. And enjoy it.
Have fun
because
with it, man.
Hopefully you don't get to be taken on dates and other strange things.
Exactly.
You're just
like
a sex appointment.
Relationship-y type closed things. No.
I guess people with, I don't know whether with what I'm about to say, I hope I'm not going to be crucified for this. But I think we need to get to a point where we understand that relationship goals. Dolol.
Next.
We're moving away from that. We are moving away
Do
from that.
Do those things still exist, though?
Yeah, exactly my point.
So you're not trying to get into a relationship?
I didn't say that.
It's not what we're saying. We're just saying relationship goals.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying, I think we need to get to a point where we understand that whether we like it or not, we have turned things to be about sex and nothing more. Yes.
It's the ultimate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but it comes down to you as an individual. Is this the life you want to live, or you want to have a long, fulfilling relationship?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Because you can't talk about relationship, talk about sex, and not bring in a relationship. Like,
in a relationship, there are conditions in place where your body is mine and mine alone.
Okay.
Or is ours, as it would be.
Mm.
Who does your body then belong to when you enter into a partnership? Does it then convert into being solely for the relationship, for your partner? Since you're saying relationship goals now. What I'm saying is,
but
can you still give your body? Because it's still your body. I feel like your body is your body.
Your
body
is always
going to
be your body.
Body.
Yeah. You have the final say at the end of the
and
day.
And that can't be the biggest thing or the ultimate barrier in terms of what breaks relationships or what makes relationships. I can't own your body. Property of doesn't.
Okay. But now the question
apply.
Is, the question would come back to when we say relationship, what kind of a relationship?
Yeah.
is it a marital relationship or it's just boyfriend and girlfriend relationship?
But any element. Marriage, we're just dating, we're engaged.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're just fucking, whatever.
It's... Oh,
it's a tricky one.
That's a very tricky,
it's a
one.
Tricky one.
That's a tricky. It shouldn't go. I feel like even though it's tricky, it shouldn't be that tricky because, ooh, partnership. We need to dissect.
It's our body now.
Partnership, though.
Because we're dating, so I must. If you are committed to a person at a level, I think there's a level that you commit to someone.
Yeah.
And love doesn't stop because of external factors or strange factors like giving your body away, as it would be, or having sex with someone else.
But it destroys that. You having sex with someone else when you're in a relationship with the other person destroys the whole
partnership.
The whole partnership and the whole bond, the trust and all those things. Oh my goodness. Relationships are hard work.
Relationships are a lot.
Oh my goodness.
They are tiring.
This and that. Like, so one of my friends said, you know, I'd rather go back to school and study for a 4-year degree than to start a new relationship.
It's hard work.
So much
it's
easier.
Hard work.
I was like, actually, you have a point there.
And it's crazy how they mess you up as well. Because, I mean, especially if it goes long term.
Yeah.
Some people are in it for 10 years, 5 years, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get out of it, the world is constantly changing.
Yeah.
You get out and the girls are different. They're talking different. They want different things.
Yeah.
They want you to be a dick
and
appointment and you're not ready for that.
It becomes very hard for you to adjust back to the world because you've been confined to this
one relationship.
And particular situation and you feel like you've just been thrown in a jungle and you don't know how to
You act. Ask yourself, how do you date? How do you ask someone out? Like, what do you do at a date? Like, what happens? Like,
hey guys, but Stella got her groove back, so it's possible. Hey,
I thought it was tricky, wasn't it?
It was tricky, but she finally did, which means it's possible. We're not promoting divorce and
No.
But should it happen, should your partner cheat, sleep with 10 different women or 10 different men, and you feel like, no, listen, this is a lot for me, I'm walking away.
Yeah,
it's possible. You can get your groove back. One would ask, what is your groove?
What is your groove?
Hey, listen.
Isn't the cardinal rule also, don't bring anything home, don't bring anything back? Don't bring leftovers from where you came from.
It's
so don't come make me sick. And
That's for people who, mostly, not all the time, for people who are in an open relationship. They're all about, I don't want to, listen, you and I, the only discussion we're going to have is, there's that one, there she is, and I know it's her, and then that's it. I don't want to know when are you going to have sex, where, and all that. I know that you're going to have sex with her. Just don't tell me where and when.
So it's one of those organized side chick. Like, I know her, and...
It's, when you're in an open relationship, it doesn't have to be one person. As partners, I'll be like, listen, there's brother Mangma I'd like to get it on with. So here he is. I introduce
but
the
what
brother.
Does that mean now? Like, you're telling me
I guess one of the people
sex is whack or his sex is not enough that you want that other guy.
I just wanna have a different flavor type of thing. Yeah.
You wanna sample.
But Will and Jada would know better.
Hey.
I was about to say, what makes me sick about that, about this whole opening up a relationship, and what I've read and what I've seen on TV and a couple of books as well, is that it happens late in a relationship.
Yeah.
Where you've been married for a certain period of time.
And then you want to
probably
explore.
Kids involved as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like we don't do it in the beginning. We're like, okay, cool. This might happen. I'm not saying I'm doing it or I plan to do it. But should it happen, don't be surprised. Let's not wait for 15 years for... us to talk about, I've got someone else, and I know you've got someone else, and you picked that one person.
Yeah.
It's like this one movie, 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
They say the French have a rule, something, about where they're from 5 to 7, as a married individual, you can be with your other person.
Yeah.
That is not your husband or your wife.
But what do you guys think makes people to get to that point?
Usually.
Of I'm going to cheat. Is it because they're not happy? Is it because the sex game is work? Everything is just a lot. And you just, like, what gets people to that point?
You know, sometimes you get used to something.
Yeah.
Sometimes. sometimes you get you get used to something, you know, a routine. Once your life becomes a routine, it's also one of those, like,
yeah,
you want to change your routine a bit, and then that's where it comes in. That happens as well. And then if you get married like at an early age and you don't experience a lot, that also happens, that, people so, tend to cheat. When
so
they
you
that.
Are telling me that you want to sustain the relationship, they need to have had experience.
Sometimes. Like, but like, how would you know your sex game is good? How would you know this is what I like if you only had that one guy? Is my question.
Lonnie, what gives you pleasure? Go.
What gives me pleasure?
What stimulates you?
Get.
Hey, man.
What gets you going?
Hey, man.
You know, I had this one thought. There's this one girl. I even saw her just now on the
how
way to...
answer.
Answer the damn question. On the way to Joburg, she has this incredible, milky, raspy voice. It's... when she talks, I'm just like, yeah, okay, I could do this. Yeah. I've seen her. She's a gorgeous being. Her parents made a wonderful thing. I would have sex with her too. But my thought yesterday, thinking about the show today and coming here, I was like, I would actually have sex with a mute girl and have her be the one that talks during our sexual encounter. It sounds odd. It sounds odd, but
I
my mind...
I do not know how your mind works.
Yeah.
And I officially declare you weird.
Oh.
I've been saying that for a minute.
I know.
It would be
I think I've been
so
in
different.
Denial the whole time.
Yeah, no,
we can put in a separate booth, give her a microphone, you know, put some speakers in the room and just have her talk while I have sex with the mute girl.
Yeah? Wait. Hold up. Go back.
Click.
What are you saying? What are
oh,
you saying?
Wait. You want the girl with the voice?
To be the one
to be the one that talks. Oh, and then while you...
That is sick.
No.
That is so sick.
Like, no, oh, guys.
Hopefully that's the right term. I'm not trying to offend anybody.
I get you. I'm
wow, no.
That is really sick. That is really
wow.
Sick.
Don't you have someone
okay,
like that?
No.
Oh,
my goodness. Like,
I've had a few people tell me they love my voice, so I'm thinking those people would agree to my idea. I don't
but
know.
But, like, a mute girl?
I suppose. I suppose. But that is just...
I don't mind hearing the voice, yes,
yeah.
While I'm having sex, but then why must you now
have sex with someone else?
And then, like, yo, no, bro.
Like, I'm sitting here,
I am
stunned.
The way you guys
like,
are so shook right
like,
now.
No, the thing is, I
know what's
I am going through what you are saying, like, in my mind, because I heard you, sharp. I heard you. And then now I'm taking a step back. I'm like, okay, what is now saying? Like, oh, wow. It's registering
you know
in my head.
You know what's worse
like,
now? Whew. I'm actually trying to picture.
Yeah. Look, Rhea doesn't even have to be interested. She can be sitting there on her phone going, oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, no. Oh, more. She can be doing that. Looking at her Instagram or Twitter or I don't give a damn.
Okay, I think we should go to those voice notes. Like,
yes,
I need to
please,
recollect myself.
Please.
I need to recollect myself. Like, what she just said is a lot for me. But before I go to the voice notes, what stimulates you?
You didn't answer. You can't run away. You can't run away from the question. You need to answer it first, Lonnie.
Yes, Lonnie.
Someone told me that I have a way of dodging questions.
You have.
And if I do answer, I become very evasive.
Tell us.
We are waiting.
Give us the juice and the sauce, baby.
Come on, guess.
Come out with it.
Mm. No, let's go to the voice.
No?
Okay, you're going to leave Casey alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Shapile one note. This is some of the feedback that we got. Okay.
I'm not a slave, Joe. There's really nothing. There's nothing much you can do about it, you know, because it links up with the second one as well. I heard a person who sex is whack. At the end of the day, you know, and... So yeah, it's a two-way thing. Some person may enjoy it, another person may find it boring and whack. So, hey, right. So what you want from the thing, though, you know? Pleasure, area instantaneous, or do you want the full on experience?
Bare ojile ojile. You've had sex. So whether or not that person's sex showed you flames, point is you got the sex. And I suppose we've been overlooking that a little bit.
Yeah.
Oof. You got yours.
You got it. That's
you
the bottom
yours.
Line.
I mean, it was good.
You can't
unsexed someone, you can't ask your sex back.
You can't
reverse not having
like,
sex
with
that person.
You got what you wanted. Showed you flames. What?
But you got what you wanted because it was voluntary. It was consensual.
Yeah.
All of those things. So,
definitely.
Woo, okay.
I love how he had his sexy voice.
He sounded like he just, he actually just had sex. He sounded like he just like what?
Like he's tapping that ass, like he's on that bum, like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I just had it good.
Like,
I cannot believe. Oh my goodness.
Okay,
there should have been a disclaimer in the beginning of the show. There should have been a disclaimer, but hey.
Ooh, the disclaimer is we are uncensored, unscripted, unradio.
Unradio.
Yeah. Let's play another one and see how this one goes.
Good afternoon. Firstly, to answer your first question, is that if she gives me a great time or good time, and I don't want to make it obvious to her, because I don't want to boost her ego, even though she's good, but I don't want to make it obvious that she was good. So I'll keep in touch and then talk to her. Not raise the issue that she gave me a good time, but rather I'll just make it look normal. Somehow I'll figure it out. And then the second one, if she's not good in bed, I'm a patient guy, so I will take my time to educate her. That's if she's willing to learn. That's how I'll go about it. I'm not that type of guy that will drop her off because she's not that good. Yeah, that's about it. Thanks. Have a great show. Bye.
All right.
Oh, okay.
That's the other thing, though. We're so stingy with feedback.
Yeah, we are.
Why the fuck are we so stingy with feedback?
Like, you're just like,
I want to boost your ego. What's that about?
Don't boost my ego. Tell me.
Just tell me the truth. Guys, going back to addressing the issue of bad sex, what's your take on lazy people?
In bed. Like, no, hey? Like, no.
Girls that drag their feet, though, everywhere.
Like,
I'm like,
no.
Girl, if you're dragging your feet on the street.
On the street?
Oh,
like.
How am I?
I know,
You don't have that green flavor.
You know?
You ain't got it, girl. You ain't got it.
Okay, so talking about lazy, this is another one. Men talk about how 80% of the time sexual positions are male dominated, but forget that the same 80% who dominate are lazy. You bring forward things like dick has a mind of its own, it's difficult getting a woman within that 20% who can stretch and stand while fucking suck till you come. Do more than just a woman on top. All I'm saying is, appreciate your woman who puts in teamwork, otherwise, utlam khopol.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When she puts in that energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So appreciate. It's
an effort, this thing. It's an effort.
It's an effort thing, yeah.
Teamwork, as it's, you said. Teamwork.
I can recognize that. You know,
I'm sure you can.
Listen, you can't be the one doing the work all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes women... Okay, not women. When you get comfortable with the pleasure that you're getting, you forget that you're supposed to participate as well. You forget that you're supposed to put in your shift and put something in there. You know, bring something exciting.
Yeah.
Make it interesting.
How do you feel about fellatio, BJs, that is? Or genital stimulation, let me say.
Yeah.
Does that do it for you? I'm not a fan. It's out there. Like I say it all the time.
Yeah.
Blowjobs, it's like, why are we doing this?
I know someone who said a girl tried to go down on him and he was like, when she was done, he was like, please leave.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was like, please leave.
Who says no to blowjobs?
Yeah. He's like, I find it so disgusting and so, like, I was like,
he finds himself dirty?
No, he finds the girl disgusting.
Wait, you wanna have sex with a girl, kiss her, but you find her dirty? Doesn't make sense.
No, he just doesn't get the concept of her going down on him. Vice versa.
It's weird, eh?
One would say, but sex on its own, it's disgusting. Why don't you go, you might as well just
stop
go all out.
Stop having sex.
It's either you go all out or you stop it. Now you're laughing. Why, buddy?
No. I'm listening to you and I'm also having my own conversation in my head.
Yeah. Please let us in on that conversation.
So you're talking about this girl being disgusting, right?
It's a guy.
A guy saying
A girl went down on him. Yeah. And once she was done, I was like, please get dressed in here. Oh, wow.
Okay. Here's a method for all my guys, especially Gokasi, I suppose. A method to check if you're planning on going down and if you're good at it. If you're amazing at it.
Okay. Certain terminology for certain things, I guess. It's good and great and amazing.
Amazing. There are levels to this thing.
Yeah. Leveling up.
No. There's good and gray.
I see what you did right there. We see you.
So here's
so much for saying Christian English. Shit.
Thank you.
Right.
Here's a method to see if she is edible down there.
Yeah.
Okay? So they say...
Interesting choice of words. I'm sorry.
I saw this a while ago. And this one guy said, finger her and then, I suppose, flash your finger across her nose. If she ducks or doesn't want to smell her finger, then don't go down.
Yeah. What someone said about this whole thing of going down on your partner is like, I don't understand girls who doesn't want to taste themselves. She said, it's a he. He said, I don't understand girls who doesn't want to taste themselves.
You have to taste yourself. Who's going to taste
them? This guy was like, it is so great to go down on your woman and come back and kiss her.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think...
And if there were girls who were like, Bella, what kind of a person is that? I mean, the things that we see on Twitter streets, they are deep.
No, but I think the one thing you could do is... I think a girl, before a guy can do anything to you, I mean, obviously you're going to want to kiss your guy and continue with that wonderful sex you guys are going to have, is to taste yourself. I think you just put your finger in there and taste yourself so that you know that, okay, you know what, he can go down now. He's going to have a good time.
I don't want to say it in English, but I wouldn't just go down on a person. Would you really, like, what they're asking, what kind of a girl why would you don't want to taste yourself?
Like, some girls don't want to taste themselves. Like, why? Like you say, and then he's down there like, oh, don't kiss me. Like, what is that? Like, even guys.
This conversation just went that way.
Since because I know you guys and you're making me so comfortable and now I want to make confessions for my life.
No, we don't want you to confess, but we really want you to let us in on a male perspective.
Yeah.
Of these things.
All right, you already know. Me, I'm me. This is what I do.
Yeah.
So I want to know.
That's why we love you, buddy.
I want to know what I'm giving you, obviously.
Yeah.
So there are times when I'll be jerking off, I'll be wanking or whatever.
Mm.
I'm like, okay, let me taste what's going on here. So I've tasted my own sperm before. Like, it's not an odd...
You have? Oh, my word. Just when I thought you were weird.
It's not a strange thing for me. It comes from your body.
You know what? I'm glad that you said it's not a strange thing for him.
I'm speechless.
It's not a strange thing for him. Oh my God, Palisa's look is everything. You know those facial expressions, Palisa?
Like, who are you?
Everything. I just love him
so
much.
As a meme right there, it's like, who are you?
The memes you can come up with when you just sit here and take pictures. Take pictures of Palisa.
Like, who
Trust
are
me,
you?
Those
like,
memes will be everything.
I'm sure, like, every week it's a different thing. Like, what on earth? Like, how? How are you this person?
So essentially, I don't find anything wrong with tasting yourself.
Yeah?
If you're going to taste... How dare you not taste yourself and decide to go explore another being's body?
Yeah.
So you're going to go pick fruit from another tree, plant your own, and leave it. That doesn't make sense to me. You need to know what you're putting out.
Cool.
It might be disgusting.
Yeah.
And they might not be...
Then you'd be like, oh, okay, no...
That time you're the guy who loves to come in their mouth.
Yeah.
You want them to swallow, but you don't know what it tastes like. What the fuck is that about? Can I read this thing now?
Can I just bring this thing onto the... I know you'll find a way to bring it into this conversation. Woo. Like...
Just PSA, public service announcement.
Yeah.
Had a chat with Ladies of Mars management.
Yeah.
Time-wise, we're not going to be able to have a conversation with her during this show.
Okay.
But we will bring Ladies of Mars once again.
Yeah.
So we weren't lying.
No, we weren't. We weren't.
Okay.
It's time, people.
Time.
So bring that into the conversation, buddy.
So it's sex positions. Missionary and doggy. We all have our favorites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we all have that one move that you know that I will show you flames.
Yeah, this one. Yeah. But I think missionary and doggy are standard.
Yeah.
I think.
Those are like always the go-to moves.
Pretty standard.
You're like going to be there or you're going to be facing
primary.
Yeah.
Now do your thing.
No, if the girl can't whine, it's missionary sucks. If she can't whine those hips, like if you haven't got the... You know what I'm saying? Like,
Shakira moves.
So,
hips shouldn't lie.
Yeah.
So apparently 90% of animals.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've seen dogs do this before.
I think we all have.
They do.
In all honesty, the
doggy style. So then that.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps the intended original sex position is doggy style.
Perhaps. Being an operative word.
Do you women enjoy it the most? Is that the one for you? Is that the one that gets you going?
I think it depends with an individual.
I haven't met a woman who hasn't said to me, fuck me from the back. Like, I haven't met. All the women I've had sex with have all said, please take me from behind at some point.
Okay. Okay. Can we finish this? You know, we came here prepared, people. Just to put this one out there. We came here prepared, but Neo has managed to make us so uncomfortable in so many ways.
And as women who have vaginas, obviously, the hole is at an angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
so doggy.
From the back, it's more easily accessible.
Yeah.
So there's that.
And it's more pleasurable, just saying, putting it out there.
Okay, this one I can't translate.
Okay.
This one has Satani and the mix. Too much going on there.
But we get the gist of it.
Doggy style is the one for women, and that's the one that gets the girl to say, I love you, so he says.
How?
That's the one that about convinces her that she's in love with you. Like, oh, this man.
Hey, I think the
guys,
lies.
Guys. Who's it? The lies?
The lies.
Wow. You guys are in love.
You don't love me. You just love my doggy style.
Yes.
Baby. Basically.
The way I've been bending it over.
Can I put this one out as well? They say, glabule, like, young. Hey,
it's a fun topic.
I'm not sure. It's a common topic. It's a popular topic. So I'm just hacked that someone was supposed to join us, but she's running late as well. She would have had a lot to say about everything that we spoke about today. And everything that she is still gonna talk about.
Let me correct my statement from earlier about having sex with a sibling. He wasn't saying with the sibling, with his sibling, but with a girl's sibling. So that's the only way to claim.
Thank you.
I think that guy must come back so you can
clarify that. Because
now he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to. Nah. We're good. We got the clarification, so it's cool.
I'm sticking with mine. I'm still going with mine. Okay?
What is wrong with you?
Listen, for hire, we're only boys, and I'm into women, so it's not going to happen.
Okay.
All right, one last voice note. We're going to enjoy it. It's from a woman, finally, so we should enjoy this one. Okay.
Well, if somebody's sex shows me flames, I actually go back for more and kind of learn from them, you know, because there's obviously something that they're doing very right that you're enjoying so much. So, yeah, try and learn from them and enjoy it as much as you possibly can. And if my partner's sex is whack, wow. Yeah, I think if you are having bad sex, that is your fault. You're the one to blame because you're an adult and you can change what you don't like. If there's something that your partner's doing wrong, you talk to them about it. You're like, yo, babe, I don't like it when you do this or this or that. Or, babe, let me show you something, you know? And then you show them the proper way to do it, the proper way to please you and to make you feel sexy and sexual. And, you know, I think it's about communication if your partner's sex is really bad. So if your sex is bad, it's your fault because you're not taking responsibility for it. You're expecting the other person to make it worthwhile for you, which is unfair.
You are an adult, so sort yourself out.
Yeah.
Read, educate yourself.
Yeah.
Learn how to do this thing the right way.
So many books. So many books. I am getting a lot of move on. From the second question, like, what do you do when the sex is really bad? I'm getting a lot of move on. But my question is, are we that fickle? Well, have we reached that point
where sex is like being
so fickle and you're like, I feel like we're becoming more of cowards all the time with everything.
Well, Tato did say that he would take his time and teach her and be patient with her. I don't know if I've got that patience for bad intimacy.
Yeah.
I had this one experience where this girl, a while ago, makes it sound too recent.
Years ago. Hey, that, for so, your life.
During kissing, she would bite, man. She was a biter.
Oh.
My lips, guys.
The horror.
Oh, the horror show.
So she bite and you complaining about that. And why another person would complain about, it's too much tongue. Too much saliva. Too much this.
Like, don't open your mouth so much.
Sex is a lot of work, you guys.
It's a lot of work. And then you get people that have threesomes. How? If just like with one person, it's like a hell of a job.
I think when you get to that point, you have reached a point where you've mastered a certain skill that I'm trying to find the correct words and it's just not there. But hey, man, if you've
had a threesome?
No, I'm saying no.
Sounded like she had a threesome.
Yeah, right.
I'm just thinking. If you go for a threesome, that means you've reached another level of understanding your body and that other people's bodies, and to a point where you bring two people
to come and enjoy your body.
You must have reached some level right there.
Like, my problem with threesomes and introducing another person into sex, a third person, is I never know what to do with my arm already, my one arm sometimes,
yeah,
when we're having sex. What am I going to do with the whole other body?
Yeah.
Where am I going to put you?
Like,
what am I going to do with you?
Where do they put them?
What's going to happen?
Do they just watch porn? Yeah. Like, do they just sit there and watch until I'm done and then next?
People watch porn, so they take pointers from watching porn videos.
No. Don't watch porn. Don't do it. Rather go read about women and their organs and their vaginas. Porn is made to look appealing, but perhaps at times not to be comfortable for the woman, for the female.
There's some positions
it doesn't serve the purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some positions in porn conflict. It's like no. When you try it out, it's like that shit don't work. Nah.
So the two of you need to answer these questions.
Yeah.
Lots of sex or multiple partners will not loosen your vaginal muscles. True or false? Just come on.
It will not. Like, it's false. If a female can have a baby and then it goes back.
It will not.
Then no.
And there's this thing called Kegel exercises, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
no.
Guys.
No.
Sex bar has a lot of toys.
Yeah.
That will help you.
You don't even need them. You can just do it on
yourself.
Who knows? I'm probably
doing it now.
Doing it right now.
Kegel exercise, people.
Hey, guate guana tayo. It's so wet.
No.
But is it just left once, guys?
But is it done with now, guys?
Like, no, she's over it.
Oh, yes.
Christian Grey.
Most women don't orgasm from penetration alone.
true.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
That is so true.
Yes. There is some women who
has to be involved. Yes. You need to touch a woman in a certain
There's
way. And you need to know your woman's
yeah.
body.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know when I touch here, bona. Hage.
What?
The
what?
Fire is lit.
Hey, yeah.
It's lit.
Like,
okay.
We are. Yeah.
Hey. Like, the immediately that, when there's penetration.
Then, this is that first spark when you. Yeah.
That blue and then.
No, yeah, exactly. The multiple colors.
Hey, yeah. You go into multiple.
Yeah.
And then you have multiple. And then.
Woo. Exactly.
Fire, man.
When
fire.
You start like that, you are guaranteed multiple
orgasms. There, done.
Now it's all done.
Yeah.
Like,
no, like, seriously.
Oral sex is still sex.
Hey.
Yeah.
What, guys? Oral sex.
Oral sex is still sex.
Yeah.
Not as satisfying, but yeah. It's still sex.
I don't know.
It is.
Know? Okay.
It is.
I don't know if either of you have tried this, but there's been... This one is very unknown about. It's a gray area. Anal sex won't make you incontinent. It's basically meaning that it won't loosen your bum hole in such a way that you can't hold in the goods.
I'm sorry. I hear what you're saying. I just read something that just caught my eyes, and I'm like, ooh, what? This happened.
What?
So, two things. One thing, this person says, having a big dick doesn't mean that you're good in bed.
I know.
Woo-woo!
I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Now, during sex, that is shit. That shit is so fucking good. You wake up, you wake happy for no reason.
Yes, you have a smile on your
and
face.
And they explain like vibrating during sex.
That just means you had multiple orgasms and you're still getting more.
Yeah.
That is...
What's
that now? It's out here, like...
On providing earthquakes.
Yeah.
Earthquakes are a necessity. At some point in your life, you need to get to that stage. I mean, the music that talks about sex, they speak about these things. And, you know, like shaking legs and pleasure at another level. So as an individual, you need to get there. Provide earthquakes. They're a necessity.
Knox says, I'm listening to Cliff Central. You don't have to come or climax when having sex. It's fine. Don't feel bad. What's your take on that?
Yeah.
If I've given her pleasure, then it's good. It's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the guy.
Yeah,
it's
like,
good for the.
If I still have a hard one, I'm saying.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. Cool.
It's been pleasurable. It's been memorable.
It's been pleasurable. For real.
Casey, thank you. Lonnie,
I had fun. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for letting us in on that other side.
That was too much.
We were not sure whether it existed, but now we know.
I have family members listening.
Yes.
That was too much.
And they heard that.
No, the thing is, I had to send my mom a message earlier. Like, Mama, bon. It's work.
Thank you, CliffCentral.com. We'll catch you on the flip side. Love, monkeys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye.
CliffCentral.com.